Hello. I'd like to welcome everyone to our first ever How Life Goes podcast. Myself, Ryan Gould, and extremely great friend of mine, Keith Anderson.
Hi, everybody.
And for today, we're just going to kind of briefly introduce ourselves and give a little history on who we are, the work we do, and just maybe a little bit of what to look forward to. So I'll get things started. My name is Ryan Gould, and I'm Mi'kmaq from Member 2 First Nation, born and raised, 40-year-old male, and I'm the father of 6 beautiful daughters, whom I love dearly, and I have 1 granddaughter and an amazing partner, best friend of mine, Samantha Smith. And yeah, I live in Member 2, a journeyman plumber by trade for 13 years. So I own a plumbing and heating company called Rusty Pipes Plumbing and Heating, serving Member 2 community and surrounding areas. I'm also a third year steam fitter, pipe fitter. I'm Atlantic Trades Business Seal certified. I'm the apprenticeship coordinator for the Mi'kmaq Economic Benefits Office, just providing mentorship to Indigenous tradespeople. And I'm the president of the Member 2 Men's Society, which is a nonprofit organization we started in community about 6 years ago, which kind of led me to meeting up with Keith and continuing some of that community involvement. So I also am involved with Worth Living for a few years now as a mental health consultant and strategist, published in Life Worth Living, which is something that I'm extremely proud of. And yeah, so that's just a little bit about, you know, my roles currently. Very, very busy. And I'm just feel that I'm at a great place in my life right now, in developing boundaries and accessing resources and supports to learn how to prevent burnout, manage my time and energy, and just really kind of preserve my my passion, I guess, to continue moving forward and doing this great work and meeting new people and meeting new supports. So, yeah, I'm also 6 years sober from cocaine and alcohol. And that's what kind of led to me starting the charity and nonprofit work with support for men. I had my children taken from my care with child services. And as a result, I had to put in work to learn about some of my childhood traumas to get a hold of my addictions. And in that process, I learned about the lack of support for men's mental health, just men in general, and not only in my community, but surrounding communities. So with that nonprofit work, the Member 2 Men's Society, we wanted to end the stigma of children, you know, always being placed in the care of their mother when sometimes the mother isn't well and the dads are the ones kind of stepping up. So I was made very aware of the lack of support there. So we wanted to change that. We wanted to end the stigma of labeling and shaming people that are struggling with addictions and mental health in our communities. And we also wanted to end the stigma of just men keeping in their emotions and their feelings out of fear of being seen as weak or vulnerable. And yeah, just really kind of finding their voice and changing that narrative. And so in doing that, I linked up with Keith Anderson through a mutual friend who told me about the great work that Keith was doing, that he was also somebody that shared lived experience. And so that kind of just really, I guess it just really, I was really interested by it. I was intrigued and wanted to meet him. And it took a while, but after being a lot of patience and persistence, we eventually crossed paths, and that's when the Worth Living work began. So I'm going to let Keith kind of touch a little more on that. That seems to be more his baby. I'll just hand it over to Keith.
Okay. That's great. Thanks, Ryan. A little about me then. Okay. My name is Keith Anderson, as Ryan's mentioned. Okay. I'm a lawyer. I had depression. I had a breakdown. I took years of recovery. Okay. A phenomenal family. A couple of friends came forth to help out. Great weekly therapist, okay, for a few years. I was fortunate I could afford, I had the resources to afford weekly therapy. Eventually got healthier, felt better about my life, okay, and got involved with some groups, okay, some mental health groups, okay, and then in the spring of 2016, okay, it takes me a minute to figure out some dates here. I launched We're Living Mental Health, okay, and over the years, it's done many things. We did a blog when blogs are popular. We got into doing some podcasts for a little bit. And then we held a conference before COVID kicked in. And the conference went very well received. Okay, making plans to do more. And then as I said, COVID kicked in and that was it. They went down. So we turned to do a book, like Ryan's mentioned. Okay, we published a book, Life We're Living, okay, a mental health anthology. 12 authors came together to contribute their own personal journeys with mental health and addictions and so on. Very proud of that. Okay, I thank all the people involved who put that together, indeed. And then recently, my health took a little bit of a downturn last year. Okay, it took many months, okay, to get well. I had shingles, not a great topic of conversation, that's for sure, but it took me down for a number of months, okay. And then in the fall of last year, okay, I was diagnosed with cancer, surgery, which did not go well. So recovery took a bit longer than expected. So it was just this past January, February, that I started to feel back, you know, healthier, a bit more stamina, okay. And then Ryan and I kind of got doing some more work, and we thought of a podcast, and well, here we are, okay. We also do peer support groups under Worth Living Mental Health. One is for chronic pain and your mental health, okay. And then we have great facilitators for that, okay. Amber Chin and Audrey Balser, okay. They've done it before, and they came on board with Worth Living last year. We're doing another peer support group for the queer and neurodivergent community. Okay, that starts up in April. Okay, and Ryan, as humble as he is, okay, didn't mention, okay, that he has been the facilitator for the Member to a Youth program the last 4 years, I guess. Okay, and he has phenomenal work there. Okay, so I thank him for doing that indeed. Okay, and all those groups, okay, and I'd like to note, okay, have been funded by the Mental Health Foundation of Nova Scotia. They've been super with us over the years, okay, they like your work, obviously. They've been funding us, okay. We're quite happy to be working with them, of course. Ryan mentioned how we met. I'd heard his name from a mutual friend as to all the good work that he was doing. He gave some kind words about me. I'll return the comments here, okay. And I was looking for some people to join a committee on suicide prevention, a project that I was working on, okay. And yeah, so I thought he'd be a good person to reach out to and to find. So I found him on Facebook. One night I wrote to him saying, "Are you the Ryan Gould of Mental Health?" And he wrote back, "Yes, I am." And we connected, okay, and well, yeah, you're here now, 4 or 5 years later. We're great friends, great colleagues, okay, and an important person in my life for sure. So, so we just wanted to sort of, you know, introduce ourselves, okay, and in the coming weeks we'll be coming back to doing more, more podcasts, okay. We've a range of topics, okay, that to put together. That's for sure. Okay, and the idea of our doing a podcast. Okay, every time Ryan and I got together over the last year or so. Okay, we tended to kind of share a bit more of our personal journeys. I can think, this is a podcast right here. Well, we're talking about writers' podcast. Okay, then, well, we're now doing them. Okay, and we hope that you'll join us. Okay, we'll try to do them on every 2 weeks. That's the plan as of right now. Okay, it can change, of course, but we hope to be able to hit every 2 weeks. Okay, we'll pick a day and time each week for them to be published. Okay, and we'll post them on social media, so that they'll be popping up. Okay, that's sort of who we are, and where we're certainly different. Okay, Ryan mentioned a bit about his personal life. Okay, so maybe I'll throw mine in at the end here. Okay, I'm single. No children. Single, because I had struggled with depression for years, as I mentioned, okay, and then recovery, okay, and so on. And, I had met an incredible woman many, many years ago. I refer to her as a star. She certainly was and is still, okay. And, yeah, it didn't work out because of my depression. So, yeah, that sort of still kind of tugs at my heart, that situation, okay. Ryan mentioned that he's Indigenous, okay. I'm an old white guy, as I call myself, okay. So we come from different backgrounds, different ages, okay. But I'll tell you, man, we share so much, okay. It's incredible to connect, okay. And our goal is to connect with all of you. Okay, and I think that's important, okay, that we bring that connection, okay, that level of vulnerability, that level what we have been through, okay. I remember when Ryan submitted his chapter, okay, for the book that we had published that we mentioned earlier, okay. Man, it just tugged at me, okay. I mean, all he had, the challenges and the vulnerability that he showed in what he had written, okay, and for him to be here today, okay, and to be wanting to give back to community, okay, it's phenomenal, okay, that he wants to give back so much, okay, and that's where we both have this common, we have a passion for what we do, okay, we have an understanding, a level of respect between the two of us. That is phenomenal, okay. We want to be able to share with all of you, okay. What we've been through, so maybe we can help some people, okay. I think it's important because back when I had my depression, which was many years ago, okay. Look, I'm talking like 20 years ago. There weren't many supports out there, especially for men. So we want this to be Everybody's welcome, okay, but this will be a conversation between two men, okay, and the challenges that we have both gone through, we've lived through, okay, and we've survived. We're still here, okay, and every day I'm grateful that I'm still here, okay. I was before, but after last fall, being diagnosed with cancer, it hits even closer to home. I'm so grateful I'm still here. That's sort of what I bring, okay, to this conversation, so. Ryan?
So, yeah, you mentioned just with the youth peer support group, Keith, and my lack of touching on that project there. I will kind of touch on it a bit because it's very much in line with the approach of the Member Two Men's Society, in that we kind of wanted to be proactive in supporting men's mental health. So not only do we kind of focus on men in the community needing support and resources, we also wanted to create cultural awareness. So we started kind of doing activities with the youth that can kind of give an opportunity to not only share language and cultural teachings and traditions, but also start the conversation of being able to express what they're going through or issues that they may be carrying internally. And this is a great way for men to kind of display the benefits of being able to speak about what's inside and or what may be on your mind, and that other people do care and that there is hope out there, right? Connection and hope are the two things that I feel we really focus on. And by doing that and people being able to achieve that sense of identity and purpose earlier in life, I just feel that they'll be able to make more, beneficial choices and decisions with their lives and their careers. And another big push for the men's mental health and support, again, as Keech mentioned, was, struggling with suicide at times, and not only losing, some close childhood friends of mine to suicide, but also overdose was another one as well. Excuse me. So that kind of became my another one of my, rock bottom was not having any childhood friends left of mine, that there may be only like two that are in the area. So we're kind of doing everything now in our power to support one another, to support initiatives like this, and just to spread the word. And we're also hoping to do that through this platform here, through the podcast, is sharing resources and connection and hope through lived experience. So those were just kind of the two big pushes were me losing my daughters to child services and fighting to get them back and be well enough. But also, again, just really losing people that won't ever be coming back, and just honoring their lives through the work that we do. And again, just trying to break that cycle, that intergenerational cycle. So it's been very rewarding. It's a big, plays a big role, crucial role in my recovery and in my support. I just never really thought I would see the day where I'd be public speaking at junior high schools, and becoming a role model, not only to my daughters, but in the community as well. I'm just very grateful for these opportunities. I'm very excited about this podcast, and I just think this is just a great way to expand the work that we do and to reach more people.
Yeah, fully agree, Ryan. Okay, I think we can connect with people, okay, and welcome some feedback. Anybody who listens to this, please comment, okay, on the social media post. Let us know your thoughts, okay, any topics that you may suggest as well. Okay, we welcome, and I think it, I'm excited as well, that's for sure. I think it's a great opportunity for us to share. It's a new platform for us, okay, and I think we look forward to connecting, okay, and that's a word you will hear often from both of us, okay. I think it's an important word, and hopefully we will actually do connect with, I said earlier, all of you, hopefully all of you, okay, but, as many as we can, okay, for sure. So, so reach out, please, okay, we will see where this all goes, okay, so. Thanks for your time. Okay. And I guess that's it, Ryan. Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you very much, everyone.
Okay.
Thank you, Keith.
Take care.